The Little Patient.
小病人.
The story is about a child who falls while playing and hurts his knee. With simple phrases, the reader learns to talk about pain and what to do to feel better.
这个故事讲述了一个孩子在玩耍时摔倒并伤了膝盖。通过简单的短语，读者学习如何谈论疼痛以及如何让自己感觉更好。
Tom is a happy boy.
汤姆是一个快乐的小男孩。
He likes to play in the park.
他喜欢在公园玩。
One day, he is running.
一天，他在跑步。
He falls down.
他摔倒了。
His knee hurts.
他的膝盖痛。
He cries.
他哭了。
His mom comes.
他的妈妈来了。
She says, it's okay.
他说，没关系。
She gives him a hug.
他给了他一个拥抱。
Tom feels better.
汤姆感觉好些。
They go home together.
他们一起回家。
At home, mom cleans his wound.
在家，妈妈清洗了他的伤口。
She puts a bandage on.
他贴上创可贴。
Tom smiles.
汤姆微笑了。
He is happy again.
他又开心了。
He learns the importance of being careful.
他学会了小心的重要性。
A new student comes to the class and is warmly welcomed by his classmates.
一个新学生来到班级，受到同学们的热情欢迎。
The story helps the reader understand and use simple greetings and farewells in everyday situations.
故事帮助读者理解和使用日常情景中的简单问候和道别语句。
The Lost Parrot.
丢失的鹦鹉。
A parrot escapes from its cage, and the family must look for it in the neighborhood.
一只鹦鹉从笼子里逃脱，家人必须在邻居中寻找它。
The parrot's name is Greenfeather.
鹦鹉的名字叫绿羽。
The little girl Amy is most worried.
小女孩艾米最担心。
She loves the green feathers.
她爱绿色的羽毛。
The father starts searching right after work.
父亲下班后立即开始搜索。
The mother brings food to lure the parrot.
母亲带来了食物引诱鹦鹉。
The neighbors all join the search.
邻居们都加入了搜寻。
The children look in the park.
孩子们在公园找。
An old man searches in the street.
一位老人在街上找。
Amy searches in the garden.
艾米在花园里寻找。
In the tree, they find a squirrel and an owl.
在树上，他们发现松鼠和猫头鹰。
No sign of Greenfeather.
没有绿羽的踪迹。
Amy starts crying.
艾米哭了。
Then suddenly someone shouts, it is on the roof.
然后，突然有人喊他在屋顶上。
The father uses a ladder to save the parrot.
爸爸用梯子救了鹦鹉。
The family is very happy.
家人都很开心。
Greenfeather is safe at home again.
绿羽再次安全回到家中。
Amy gives her pet a big hug.
艾米给了他的宠物一个大大的拥抱。
A young traveler plans his summer vacation in Italy.
一个年轻的旅行者计划他的夏季假期在意大利。
The reader learns more about choosing vacation spots and the necessary preparations for a successful journey.
读者了解更多有关选择度假胜地和成功旅行所需的准备工作。
Robert was a traveler who loved adventure and art.
罗伯特是一位热爱冒险和艺术的旅行者。
He always dreamt of going to Italy.
他一直梦想着去意大利。
This summer, he was finally able to go.
今年夏天，他终于能够去。
He chose Rome as the first destination of his trip.
他选择了罗马作为他旅行的第一个目的地。
He visited the Colosseum and the Vatican.
他参观了罗马斗兽场和梵蒂冈。
He was amazed by the art and history.
艺术和历史让他感到惊讶。
He was deeply drawn to Italian culture.
意大利的文化深深吸引了他。
During his journey, he made many friends.
在他的旅途中，他结识了许多朋友。
He decided to continue his journey to explore Florence.
他决定继续他的旅行，探索佛罗伦萨。
He was especially eager to see Renaissance art.
他特别渴望看到文艺复兴时期的艺术。
Florence was a city full of life and color.
佛罗伦萨是一个充满活力和色彩的城市。
Robert would stroll through the streets every day, enjoying the sights around him.
罗伯特每天都会在街上漫步，享受四周的景象。
He also learned some basic Italian.
他还学会了一些基本的意大利语。
For him, it was an entirely new experience.
对他来说，这是一种全新的体验。
Soon, he started to feel like a local.
不久，他就变得像本地人一样。
When the journey ended, he felt reluctant to leave.
旅行结束后，他感到依依不舍。
Italy left a deep impression on him.
意大利给他留下了深刻的印象。
He resolved to return one day.
他下定决心，有一天要回去。
This summer changed his way of life.
这个夏天改变了他的生活方式。
The Last of the Wildcats.
最后的野猫。
An exciting narrative about the efforts of a researcher to save an endangered species of wildcat. This story provides insights into the more complex animal world and expands vocabulary in the field of animal ecology.
一个关于研究人员努力拯救濒危野猫的激动人心的故事。这篇故事提供了对复杂动物世界的深入了解，并扩大了动物生态学方面的词汇量。
The Art of Model Building.
模型构建的艺术。
A detailed exploration of model building as a demanding hobby that requires precision and patience.
一项需要精确和耐心的具有挑战性的爱好之模型构建的详细探索。
The story illuminates the intricacies of this art form and inspires the reader to engage in challenging leisure activities.
故事揭示了这种艺术形式的细微之处，并激发读者参与到复杂的休闲活动中。
On a serene afternoon, John locks himself in the basement, retreating from the brisk tempo of the city.
在宁静的下午，约翰把自己锁在地下室，回避急促的城市节奏。
On the table, model parts are neatly arranged alongside tools and guidebooks.
桌子上，模型部件整齐地排列着，旁边放着一些工具和指南书。
For John, building models is not just a hobby but a form of meditation.
为了约翰，模型建造不仅仅是个爱好，而是一种冥想。
He seeks not just completion but the perfection of every detail.
他追求的不仅是完成，而是每个细节的完美。
In his hands, a simple piece of plastic transforms into a delicate work of art.
在他的手中，一块简单的塑料变成了精致的艺术品。
As the model gradually takes shape, he feels a sense of accomplishment in creation.
随着模型的逐步完成，他感受到了创造的成就感。
Each piece fitted provides solace to his mind.
每一块拼图都为他的心灵带来宁静。
John was once a man too busy constantly seeking instant gratification.
约翰曾经是个总是寻找即时满足的过于繁忙的人。
But through model building, he learned to slow down and enjoy the process.
但通过模型建造，他学会了慢下来，享受过程。
The culmination of a completed product is a pinnacle of satisfaction and pride.
最终完成产品时，是满足和骄傲的顶峰。
Even the smallest progress brings extraordinary joy.
即便是最小的进步，也带来了非凡的喜悦。
He realizes that model building is a philosophy of life.
他认识到，模型建造是一种生活哲学。
It has taught him to cherish every moment of the process.
他教会了他欣赏过程中的每一刻。
Life, like his models, is filled with intricate parts that require effort to assemble.
生活就像他的模型，充满了需要努力去组成的复杂部分。
As he gazes at the shimmering final product, he knows all the effort was worth it.
当他看着最终产品闪闪发光时，他知道一切努力都值得。
Model building has taught him patience, perseverance, and the pursuit of beauty.
模型建造教会了他耐心、坚持和对美的追求。
Over time, John not only perfected his craft but built a new perspective on life.
随着时间的推移，约翰不仅完善了他的技艺，还建立了对生活的新视角。